Flanga, it has been firing with the Stumpies, a lot of them being caught by the Lighthouse.
Cobb and Garrick, yes, the Garrick have returned. We are starting to get some beautiful catches, predominantly on live baits and in our deeper water spots.
Hey, Joel, saying, if you ain't throwing a line, you ain't catching.
There you go, buddy. Hit it now!
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
Hello. Welcome back, guys. It has been a tough week, right? Let's not deny that it has been a week of wind and rain and turbulences, but by the grace of Poseidon's trident, still managed to find the fish. And you know what? It took perseverance. It took persistence. It took belief. It took the sheer will to go and get those rods bending. And this is what I simply love about being a son of the East Coast. Nothing will stop us from going and getting those lines wet. Now, this week on the KZN coastline, our anglers have found Cobb. They found Garrick. They found Grunter, they found Brusher, they found Blues and Grays, they've found the Honeycombs, and you know what, let's not forget about the freshwater, because they've even found the bass. So we're going to get into all of it. Our angling reporters, the best in the planet, has all the news for you, where all those fish has come out, what they predict for this weekend, and what a couple insights as to what we should be doing this weekend if those conditions are still a little bit iffy. And that is exactly what you're here for. So we're going to get into that. But before we do, guys, huge shout out to our sponsors, the Kingfisher. They've been our sponsors for the last over 300 podcast episodes, and we simply love them. So do not forget, there is still a couple days left. Get down to the Kingfisher and go and get those scratch and win cards. Guys, this week there was an angler that won $15,000 in vouchers. You spend 15 grand to get a new kit. He found the golden voucher. He won that entire lot right back in vouchers. Right now there is still one left, and that is at Tackle Center. So make your way to Tackle Center, buy for $300, start scratching. Your entire purchase could be on the house. All right, now let's get into the reason why you are here, and let's kick it off in Durban with Mike V and Brad Krobler.
How's it, guys? It's been an interesting last week. When the weather was nice and the sea was good, there was a lot of grey sharks to be caught. Although from Durban to Belito down towards Toti, the guys got lots and lots of grace. In the mix there was one or two small diamonds, one or two small sandies, but not too wild. It was mainly grey sharks. Guys fishing for stumpies, cob, grunters, were even catching the greys with the chocker baits, red eye baits, things like that. But saying that, there was a good couple of cob, good stumpies, and good grunter in the mix with them off the beaches. The weather went a bit pear-shaped. The Saturday with a big southwesterly, still the grey sharks chowed. Everything else disappeared, but the grey sharks chowed. On the paddle ski and ski boat side, lots of snook have popped up all over the show. The guys have done well with a couple hooter in the mix there as well. One or two tunny around, so there have been some nice game fish for the guys. A lot of the oaks still going out, trying for the ambers, trying for the Cape Yellowtail, all those things. Targeting live mackerel on the bottom, they've been getting quite a few good ones. I saw a picture of one of 21 kilos, so it's a good fish. And the guys fishing for their normal keelback, doggers, all that, getting their mix. Even the rock cod and the slingers are around. In the bay, there's been quite a few grunter. A lot of them making just size, one or two exceptional ones, but a lot of them have been those little juvenile fish. Quite a few small juvenile cob in the bay, a couple small kingies, things like that. No giant fish, but some one or two goodies in between, but mainly the juveniles. Guys, thank you very much. This is Mike V for NSA News.
Good day, guys. Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters. The ski boat fishing report for the last week. So where they really didn't play the game again for the whole, with some horrible winds and big seas. But a couple of times we did get out was actually quite pleasurable. Yeah, there's been some, once again, really, really good bottom fish with some proper Englishmen being around, like a really nice big Englishman. Nice rock rod and your general slingers and bottom fish. On the game fish side, guys, yeah, there were some snook and some cooter around. And then out in the deep, for the people who want to go try it out, there are some Dorado sightings out in the deep because the water has warmed up really nice. So guys, this is Brad for Angler News Africa, and guys, tight lines, and beat you guys on next.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. What a start to the show. Like I said, the anglers in KZN has found the fish. That is what we do. Lots of grays, guys. If you've wanting to get into your non-edible side of fishing, this is the time to do it. Start off with a gray shark. I think every angler that stepped up from the edibles, like like your cobb and your garrick and your shad and all those species and wanted to go and attempt the flatfish or a shark species, you got to start off with the gray shark, right? And this is the time. This is where to get them. Even in Westbrook, the guys are getting grays. You know what? While we're talking about Westbrook and that vicinity, I'm going to put you on to Michaela Daniels. Guys, she is absolutely rocking it right now. She's still out fishing like every chance she could get. The reports I've been getting from this girl, she's about out there on the boat and then the wind is coming and then she's off and then she's eager to go out again. Oh, this is what I love about our reporters. And what I love even more is how involved they are in getting us the content. So let's hear what she has to say with the Durban North and just going up to that Ballito area.
What's up, everyone? This is Michaela from Durban, reporting for Angler News SA. It's been another awesome week of fishing for our local Durban anglers, with many getting stuck into some lovely catches. Starting with the Blue Lagoon, there were quite a few garrick that came off of the bricks, as well as quite a few nice guys grunters. While at Beechwood, there were quite a lot of stumpies being caught from off of the back bank, with some anglers getting stuck into some big rays. While at Virginia, the guys are still getting a few grunter, blacktail, and the odd garrick here and there. In Flanga, it has been firing with the stumpies, a lot of them being caught by the lighthouse. And of course, the guys are still getting into the usual scratching species, such as your blacktail, carantine, and wave garrick. For the offshore guys, the snook have been fattened up with lots of guys getting into some big ones, while the garrick are still making an appearance between the back line and the shallow bait box. For our bottoms fishermen, the dog and geelbeck are definitely still around, and our guys are still hooking into some lovely sized rock odds. Moving further up the coast to Nthloti, the north side has saw some lovely bronze bream coming out over the weekend, as well as a few cave bass, while the offshore guys have also had some fun with the snook and a few yellowfin tuna. For the bottoms guys, there's still plenty of rockhard, reds, and geelbeck coming out. That's going to be all from me for this week, guys. Tight lines and have a great one.
Oh, Michaela, you legend. What a great report. Grays, garrick, and the offshore news. Oh, man, she is so involved. That is absolutely brilliant. If I wasn't going down to the South Coast this week, and I'm going to tell you why in a bit, but if I wasn't heading down south, that is definitely the area I would be. And it doesn't stop there. The North Coast is absolutely firing. And Deandra is going to tell us more about it.
The offshore water of the St. Lucia to Gila area did not disappoint. Some stunning catches of bullfish and a few blue marlins that got hooked and safely released again this past week with lots of tuna still around. To Gila and St. Lucia are still the place to be for the adventurous anglers chasing the adrenaline rush of a flat pool. Raggies are still on the bite and juvenile blackfins ensuring for some fun on the rock and surf side. With a drop in the water temperatures over the past 2 weeks, the flatfish have been making the rods bend with mackerel and red-eye baits. Blue and brown rays have almost doubled in reports from the last week's catches with some champion-sized honeys in the mix. A few decent-sized stumpy pictures made it to the socials this past week with bream still in the lead for those scratching amongst the rocks for edibles all along the north coast. Some garrick are still on the bite with better catches coming from the offshore side between Ballito and Richards Bay. I'm seeing and hearing less about the garrick, but I've had some good reports on a few odd dorados in this area. The rock and surf side between Ballito and Richards Bay has had a bit of a drop on catches on the edible side, but there was still some flatfish landed. This coming week does not look the best for fishing conditions with plenty of rain forecasted, but be sure to keep an eye out for some short windows to grab a rod and go down to the beach. Wishing those fishing this week a productive one, I'm Deandra reporting for Angler News SA, tight lines.
Oh man, Dee, I don't know how you do it. That is such a great detailed report. Thank you so much for letting us know exactly what is going on the North Coast and not just on that rock and surf side, but on that offshore side as well. Yes, that tuna is looking fantastic to get out there. Once again, thank you, Deandra, for sharing that content. Now let's jump onto the freshwater side of things for even more details, more tips, more tricks of what's going on out there. This is Jan Karabau from Pietermaritzburg.
Hey there, guys. So the traditional summer wet weather is making itself felt. And if the regional forecast is anything to go by, so the prospects of a La Nina weather system forming before the end of this year has risen significantly over the past couple of months, which points to wetter than usual weather over the summer rainfall region. While the Midlands has received only a light sprinkling over the past week, reports were anything between 3 to 12 mils, the mist and drizzle has certainly contributed to keeping anglers indoors. Apart, of course, from a few hardy souls that are getting out there, and most notably, getting it done. And yet another data point for that age-old saying, if you ain't throwing a line, you ain't catching. Word from the mountaineering anglers up on high is that the upper reaches of the rivers and streams are running clear and very fishable. That is, if you can see where you're going in the mist. Last report was that the rains have fallen mainly on the eastern slopes, feeding the Moy and Ambeni rivers, of which the lower reaches are now full and dirty, while the Bushman's River has received less input and levels are lower as a result. So top tip here, guys, head for the Bushman's. So there've been a couple of good returns from the Natal Fly Fishers Club Stillwater anglers who have reported fish in the 15 to 17 inch, that is 38 to 43 centimeter range. With some blisteringly hot days in between the wet and mizzle, water temperatures are on the up, with one report noting water felt warmer than the air temperature. With more amenable temperatures, prey will be on the move, so larger patterns such as leeches, dragonfly and minnow patterns will be your current go-tos when picking through your fly box. The bass made an appearance at the third event of the Bass Warehouse Tournament Trail held at Albert Falls this past weekend. Fishing was reportedly tough, however, with the winning bag of firefish coming in at 7 kilos. Congrats goes to Team DSC Natal, comprising of local anglers Zain Habib and Arshid Mehta on their win. Midmar continues to fish well with good numbers of smaller fish and a few reports of big fish around. There have been some excellent bass reported from private waters and one specific mention of horny-toed soft plastic doing the business. Sighting of carp continued at Albert Falls, and by all reports, red breasts are full up and starting to show colour for the spawn. And there have also been some good barbel reported. On the topic of bars of gold, scalies have been few and far between with the dirty water below, but the Sterkfontein season kicks off very shortly and we look forward to reporting on this world-class sight fishing destination in due course. Guys, do stop in the Kingfisher Maritzburg for the best in tackle advice. And this is Jan Korobal reporting for Kingfisher Maritzburg and for Angler News South Africa.
Thank you, Jan. We can always count on you to give us the best tips on targeting that fish. So we've got trout, some good returns coming out over there, and the bass are on the bite on those private dams as well as Midmar. You know what? If it was tough at Albert Falls, it is what it is, but there's still a few other dams to get out there and get fishing on that freshwater side. Now, let's head on down to the South Coast. I am getting excited, guys. That is my plan for this weekend. Watch my socials. I am going to be hooking up with the South Coast best this week to have a proper 24-hour fishing session. But for now, let's kick off the South Coast with Ray Thompson.
As I predicted, Thursday was a knockout for those fishing for flatfish. Scott Brough all the way through to Warners produced blue rays, sand sharks, and of course, grey sharks. Unfortunately, the weather the rest of the week was very unsettled. So the guys fishing the bluff produced most of the fish that I can tell you about. So there were brusher, there were stumpies, and they were lovely stumpies that came out. And of course, bronze bream during the day. At night time, that area, Hot Attack Hill, along the bluff area, produced quite a few rock cod, as well as cob. So there we go, guys. The cob are still around. They're still here. The water has not got too warm as yet. But if you want to go and catch fish, those are the fish that came out. Looking forward to this week. Unfortunately, the weather's not looking like it's going to be playing the game for us. So scratch fish is definitely what you're looking for. Go and try and catch those big stumpies. There's quite a lot of them around. And don't forget the brusher, guys. Tight lines and have a lot of fun this weekend.
Thank you, Ray. You know, I don't have a problem fishing for those edible fish. You know, I love scratching for those fish. It is awesome. I mean, hey, it's Kingfisher scratch and win. I will be scratching. I will be winning on some fish. Right now, going down to the lower half of the South Coast, this is where I'm going to be. And you know, I haven't hung out with Adam in about 2 years, and we are going to be fishing together. We are going to be targeting some tuna. All right. So here's our South Coast guru, Adam, with what's been going on and what I am going to get into for this weekend.
Hey, Vanessa, I hope you're doing well, my friend, and everybody out there at East Coast Radio has had an absolutely beautiful week. Now, in terms of fishing down on the South Coast, it's been very much like a mixed bag or lucky packet at this stage. We all know that 90% of the stuff in that packet, when you reach your hand, and there's going to be things that you don't want. However, we all know that 10% chance that you're going to pull out something that is going to be magical. And that's exactly what's been happening, from bronze bream, brush, non-eds, skates. And guess what, Vinesh? That 10% is definitely going to be your cob and garrick. Yes, the garrick have returned. We are starting to get some beautiful catches, predominantly on live baits and in our deeper water spots as per usual. But the guys that are hitting the rocks have been rewarded handsomely with some very nice bream, some decent sized blacktail, and the odd crayfish and barbel here and there. As we know, the water's been a bit cold in certain spots versus others. Now, if you are coming down to the South Coast on the weekend, I'd pretty much bring everything at this stage, because your live bait rod's going to be your most important weapon, especially in the deeper water spots, if you want to go for those garrick and even want to try for those cobs. In terms of spinning, though, it has been okay. You know, the river fishing's been decent and the guys have been getting your odd smaller kingies here and there, but no real fireworks at this stage. So definitely bait or live bait's going to be the win, Vinesh. Otherwise, guys, I hope you have an awesome weekend. Stay safe, tight lines, and let's see those catches.
Woohoo, Adam, you have got me amped. Oh my goodness, I am so looking forward to this weekend. Guys, I hope you are looking forward to it as well. Please join me down the South Coast. It is going to be an absolute blast. We are going to be having a whole talk YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, influencer meet and greet down there. So if you are around, give us a ring and hook up with us. We're going to be fishing Margate Pier. We're going to be fishing for tuna. We are going to be finding one or two secret spots, I can hope, and we're going to be just having an absolute blast down the South Coast. Now, if you are not heading down the South Coast, go anywhere else. You've heard the report. The fish are biting all over the coastline, and if you want to try your hand on that freshwater, head off to those private dams. All right, so guys, that's your report for this week. It has been an absolute blast. Now, all you got to do is get out there and get fishing. And with that being said, until the next one.
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.